I'm excited to introduce you to Bloom, an audio erotica platform with over 1,000 stories, guides, and audiobooks. If you like the content here, you'll love this platform. They have something for literally every mood. They put an emphasis on consent, ethical sex, and aftercare in all of their stories. Creating an account is free. Just visit bloomstories.com and sign up. If you want to upgrade your subscription, use promo code GIRLONTHENET to save up to 70%.
This is Mirror Image, written and read by Molly Moore. The room is dimly lit by a series of wall lights. Every now and then the door to the outside opens and the room is flooded with daylight. But then it closes again and the space returns darkness again. One end of the room is covered with floor-to-ceiling mirrors. "Sit down," and he points to one of the two chairs that face the mirror. It's not an ordinary chair. The seat is split into two legs that meet at the back in a V shape. Both legs and the back are covered in a red padding, and the frame of the chair is a matte black metal. It looks grand and feels almost as if it has been designed for a much bigger person than me to sit upon. I slide back onto the chair and place each of my legs on the corresponding legs of the chair. He stands at my shoulder and watches me in the mirror as I shift and wriggle, trying to find a comfortable position. When I finally glance up, he smiles as he reaches down between my legs and gathers up the black skirt of the dress and tucks it away around my waist. I blush, and my reflection, my legs so crudely spread, my dress hitched up and my Nicholas cunt on display. He watches as I search the mirror, using it to look into the room behind me. There are other people playing, a girl on the St. Andrew's cross being flogged by her dom, another on the spanking bench. Around the edge of the room, people sit on the sofas and the soft murmur of voices chattering fill the room. No one seems to have noticed me. I am oddly relieved and disappointed all at the same time. "Don't worry," he whispers into my ear. "They will notice when you come for me." I look into the mirror at his reflection as he goes on, "Touch your cunt for me." I take a deep breath, and as the long, slow exhale escapes my lungs, I let my hand slide down between my wide-open thighs. I am unsurprised by how wet I am already. His words, the chair, the room, the people have already set my body's arousal responses off. Just as I am wet and my clit feels hard and hot and my nipples are tight and puckered beneath my dress, my body likes this game. I push down into the seat and curl my hips upwards as my fingers dip into my sex and I find my needy little clitoris. My eyes dance between watching myself, absorbing the sight of me spread and exposed to the furtive glances around the room, capturing the other hedonistic sights of couples playing and wondering if any of them are watching me, and then back to his eyes, which are firmly locked on mine. He leaned forwards again. "I can smell you." The muscles inside my cunt twitch in response, and I let out an audible moan. In the mirror I watch as he slips a hand down the front of my dress and rolls one of my nipples between his thumb and forefinger. Over his shoulder, I notice there is a woman being tied to the A-frame just behind me by her wrists. Her partner is turning the handle slowly, that lowers, or in this case raises, the hook above her head. He only stops when she is on tiptoe. She pivots around, trying to hold her balance, and ends up facing the mirror. Our eyes meet, then pull away again as we both appraise each other's predicament before meeting again in the mirror. As the paddle connects with her bottom, her mouth makes a little O shape and she spins again on her tiptoes. Feeling his fingers pushing into my cunt snaps my attention back to him. One, then two fingers slide easily into my wet hole, and instinctively I roll my hips a little more and try to spread my thighs even further apart to give him better access. "Good girl," he whispers into my ear. "Now come for me." And with that, he plucks at my nipple again as he pushes two fingers in and out of me. With the middle finger of my right hand, I continue to rub at my clit, my eyes firmly fixed on the dirty vision of myself in the mirror in front of me. The rest of the room, the people, the girl, are momentarily forgotten as I come all over his fingers. The feel of his finger slipping from my body seemed to flick my brain back on, and I am suddenly hyper-aware of where I am and what I just did. "Such a dirty little slut," he says as he wipes my juices from his fingers onto the inside of my thigh. He offers me a hand and pulls me to my feet and then draws me into his arms. I curl myself up as much as I can into his embrace, a post-orgasmic sleepiness starting to engulf me. I look over his shoulders into the mirror, and there, looking back at me, is the girl, also being held by her partner, now he has released her. She smiles at me, a big, broad grin, and I smile back. If you enjoyed this, find more of my work at mollysdailykiss.com and hear more sexy stories read aloud at girlonthenet.com/audioporn.